Welcome along to the latest installment of the Sunday Night Streams from Eternity Socials. A lot of folks get involved tonight, and a lot of good music coming your way as well. I'm going to kick it off with some Kip Moore, and this is Faith When I Fall.
I know I've been a stranger, and that's all my fault. And asking you for anything don't really seem right, but the winds of change are blowing, so I'm begging you tonight, give me love when I ain't got nobody, a little hope when I ain't got none at all. Give me light up ahead on the journey. Give me strength when I'm standing, and faith when I fall, yeah. I know the rain is coming, and it's sure gonna pour. I know there ain't no running from this kind. Storm. It's gonna get hotter and hotter to keep on pushing through. I'm gonna wanna quit, so I'll be counting on you to give me love. Give me strength when I'm standing, and faith when I fall. And when the clouds start parting and the sun starts shining through,
welcome along if you just join us on the Eternity Social live stream. Also being recorded and will be made available on Spotify, TuneIn and Apple Podcasts later on this evening. Kicking off there with some Kip Moore. I suppose a bit of a modern day parable there. He's big in the American country scenes right now, and a little bit of a worldly song, I suppose, with a heavenly meaning behind it, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Music is still to come in over the course of the next hour from the likes of Blue Tree, Caleb and Kelsey, Hillsong, and a few others thrown in as well. Keep the quests coming in there in the live stream as well. I've got room for maybe five or six songs still in the hour here, so if any songs you want to suggest, I'll be only too glad to play them. We'll also be hearing from Richard Pickering from Craigavon Presbyterian Church a little bit later on, as well as some of the guys from Drumore High SU as well. Next song I'm going to play tonight is from Elevation Worship, and that is Graves Into Gardens. A live version, may I add. Also, hit share there, get the word out about the stream, hit the share button, please. Elevation Worship there. Greatest in the Gardens. Hopefully these guys enjoyed that. Over the course then of the next lot of weeks, as far as we're going here with the live streams and the podcasts, we hope to include a few guys from different organisations. Over the next coming weeks, we have the likes of Buckna Presbyterian Church, Ballymuir Presbyterian, and a few different SUs. And tonight, we're going to hear from a girl and a guy from Jamore High SU. So we're going to be gentleman side and kick it off with Sarah. And this is what she had to say to us.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Jamore High School SU. My favourite Bible verse is Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. For me, this verse really just puts things into perspective. Paul had lost everything and counted everything as rubbish compared to Christ. This just shows us that when we feel that we have lost everything, we have the most important thing of all, Jesus Christ as our Saviour. Our supreme desire as Christians should be to get to know our Saviour better.
Oh, listening to the same old, same old? Looking for a rescue? We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
Everybody has trials and temptations. Everybody knows heartbreak. Isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's still as my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And has fears, everybody got worried. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens.
Maher there, what a friend for Rachel Marcus. Listen in there, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Really good upbeat, I really like that one. First time I've heard it, so yeah, really, really impressed. A lot of good more requests still to come for likes of Rachel Boyd, she's looking for some Hillsong. Chris Pollock there with some Stuart Townsend. Linda Cameron for Philippa Hannah. And I know actually someone who would deal with her, so maybe try and get her on at some point soon too as well. You'll maybe recognise her from Songs of Praise as well. We'll get some of her music on and some Sovereign Grace still to come as well. Next up then, we're going to hear from another guy from Dromore High SU. We do a lot of parties, socials around the country. A lot of them are for SU as well, so it's good to have them involved. And this guy here is Thomas Graham, and he's going to share another verse with us.
Hi, I'm Thomas Graham from Dromore High School SU, and my favourite verse is 2 Corinthians 4 verse 9, and it says, "Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed." And basically what it means is that we could face persecution in our lives, we could get knocked down, we could get hurt, but we know that God is for us, and God will never let us be destroyed. God will never let us just feel bad or feel down about ourselves. He'll always try and pick us up, and that's pretty much what the verse is saying. And my favorite song is Cornerstone by Hillsong. So yeah.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease.
My comforter, my all in all,
here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I'll rest on His unchanging grace.
In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand.
No guilt in life, no fear in death.
Calls me home.
Christ alone, cornerstone.
Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Powerful words there from three different songs. In Christ alone, cornerstone, and the solid rock. You know, we're reminded there that this place indeed is not our home. This earth is temporal. And, you know, we have a far greater purpose to our lives and to our souls. And that, of course, is Christ. And hopefully that when this scene of time passes and this temporary place falls away, that we will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Thank you to the two folks from Dromore High for sharing with us. And I didn't play Thomas's version of the song. We played it last week, I think, for Lachlan, and he beat them to it. So this week, I thought we couldn't not play it. And I thought it was a great wee version there with a wee mashup from Caleb and Kelsey. Big shout then to Lachlan. He's listening in there. Hello to you, sir. And as well as that, who is giving me a wee shout outs there as well? Rachel Boyd, hello to you. And a few other folks listening in as well. So we really appreciate it coming in and tuning and listening. It's very good to have you on board. Lachlan's talking about the Craigavon Praise Group bringing out a single. It's not that far-fetched. I was chatting to Bangor Academy SU during the week, and they're preparing us a few wee clips as well for down the line. But they are actually planning to come together and put a song out. So we're looking forward to hearing what they have in store for us. But right up next then, this is Hillsong Worship with Anchor for Rachel Boyd.
enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.
Turn our eyes
Matthew chapter 14 and verse 29 and 30. The word of Jesus come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked in the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." When you take your eyes off Jesus, that's when things start to take a turn for the worst. And you know, without Jesus in our lives, it is definitely even more so a struggle than otherwise it would be. But you know, whenever we have our eyes fixed upon him and are running the race towards him, no matter how tough life can get, he is there with us each and every step of the way. Thank you for that suggestion there. That was Sovereign Grace, Turn Your Eyes, and that was for Leslie McKinstry. Listening. Some Philippa Hannah coming right up next, and after that we'll fire on a bit of Richard Pickering and hear what he has to say.
When all foundations have been shaken, when I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, you still reign and you're still God. And when it feels all hope is fading, the heavy questions hit so hard, and though my soul may feel forsaken, you still reign and you're still God.
You still reign in your state.
am unchangeable, and the word of God is the same as it was yesterday, today, and forever. And we're reminded of that from Philippa Hannah. Great wee chong, a great wee song, and thank you very much to Linda Cameron for asking us for that. First time I've heard that one. A lot of new stuff I'm discovering here through doing these live streams, and I really appreciate it, and I'm feeling all the more better for it. Next up then, we're going to hear from Richard Pickering. He is a worship leader in Craigavon Presbyterian Church, and if you're listening to this on Spotify or not on the stream, you'll miss out on the comments. Lachlan Webster, his minister, has given us a wee shout out to do here for Richard Pickering's wife, Angela Pickering. And this is what he says. She's a frontline worker in Craigavon Hospital, and hats off to that. But he says, we're most proud of her for putting up with Richard guitar practicing. I don't know what that says about it. I don't think I've heard him. I've been in Craigavon a time or two. I might have heard him, but nothing stood out to me. So if it was particularly bad, like, I definitely would remember that. This week, we were trying to organise a lot of stuff down the line then for the live stream. And I want to say hello to Mark Johnson from St Andrews Presbyterian Church down there in Bangor. And hopefully we'll have those guys involved a little down the line later on as well. But now we're going to hear from Richard Pickering. As I say, down the line, we're trying to plan a lot of stuff. And I've been in contact through the week with a few other guys. Matt Redman, Tim Hughes, Phil Wickham, to name but a few. But tonight, for you guys, this is Richard Pickering.
Hi Chris, it's Richard Pickering from Craigavon. One of my favourite songs is Man of Sorrows by Hillsong. It's the first song that I actually learned to play on the guitar, and the first song that I played in church as well. And so I've always loved the song, and it tells of Jesus' death and resurrection. And I remember then whenever we had actually first practiced the song at the first rehearsal, we had sang through the song, and it is quite a long song. We had done the first three verses and we finished, and somebody said, oh, here, we forgot to do verse number four, which is about the resurrection. And I thought, oh my goodness, how do we forget the resurrection? And that got me thinking about the current times that we're in. As Christians, it's important that we don't forget the resurrection and the living hope that Jesus is. So yeah, I just wanted to have a wee verse here. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So let's not forget that Jesus has paid the debt. He rose again. He is our living hope. And that we are only passing through this world. This is not our home. We have something so much better to look forward to after this.
Man of sorrows, man of God, by his own betrayal, the sin of me. As he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he took a crown of thorns. Oh, that rugged cross.
Thank you very much to Richard Pickering for that one. Powerful, powerful song indeed, and hopefully you guys are blessed there by it as well. We have time for one more request tonight, and that came in from Chris Pollock, and he's looking for some Stuart Townend with How Deep the Father's Love, and a song that is known to people across the world, and features in many, many sort of hymn collaboration albums. You know, if there was an album called Now That's What I Call Hymns, this one would be on it. There's so many people know it. I remember learning in SU back in Carrick Grammar in the late 90s, and you know, I can still repeat it word for word even yet. So hopefully you guys will be touched by this as well. Thank you, Chris, for this suggestion. Of course, your time is nearly out on this one, but if you've any songs you want to hear, get in touch with us throughout the week and I'll give you contact details after this.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. As wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Behold the man upon the cross.
Behold the man upon the cross. My sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was
That about wraps it up for tonight. If you've just joined us or you're recently tuned in there, you've missed a pile of great music from many, many amazing artists. From the likes, well, from the likes of Philip Hannah, Sovereign Grace Music, Matt Maher, Kit Moore, and Stuart Townsend there right now. So yeah, thank you very much for tuning in. There's a few regulars now are getting to know the crack, and I appreciate you all listening every week. And if you want to hear again, definitely get on to Spotify or tune in or WhatsApp. Tune in Spotify or the Apple Podcast app, as well as the Eternity Socials website. God willing, we'll be back next Sunday from 8:30 with a few more special guests along the way. And if you have any requests in the meantime, if you want to get ahead, some people do, because it does tend to fill up, as Derek McCord will be disappointed because we haven't fitted his in. We'll move it into next week. But if you want to get ahead of the game, make sure your song is included. Fire us a wee message on Facebook or on Instagram. Or if you want to email the stream show, you can do. It's sundaynightstream@eternitysocials.com. Normally I finish with a word of prayer, but tonight I'm not, because I've got someone to do it for me. I go to Woodburn Presbyterian Church up in the hills, just outside Carrickfergus, and our minister, David Kelly, has kindly agreed to close our evening in prayer, our session, whatever you want to call it tonight. And he's a great guy. You'll know him, he's County Down locality, but we've pinched him over here in the County Antrim. So thanks, David, for this.
Well, I want to thank Chris for inviting me to come and close tonight's Eternity Social session. And I want to do that just by reading a short couple of verses from Scripture and then lead us in prayer. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come, Lord, at the end of this week, and as we, Lord, look to a new week, we thank you that we can approach you through Jesus in prayer. And Father, we thank you for the words of Philippians, Lord, that reminds us that, Lord, that we can bring all that is on our hearts and our minds to you in prayer. Father, we pray today, Lord, that we will give over those anxieties to you, to know that as we pray, Lord, that prayer is the antidote for anxiety in our lives. Father, as we pray now, Lord, as we pray throughout the week to come, Father, help us to worship you, not only in our prayers, but also in our lives. And Father, as we pray to you, as we worship you now, Father, we bring those needs and those requests to you. Father, help us this week to start off with fresh energy, with fresh strength. Lord, filled with your Holy Spirit as we begin this new week, looking to you, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Father, we pray that in whatever situation we're going through at the minute, Father, that we will know your hand upon us, that we will know your leading and your guiding and your strength. And Father, we just want to thank you tonight, Lord, that we can praise you, that as we've listened to these songs of worship, Lord, that we can worship you in all that we are, in all that we do, in all that we say. But Father, we pray that you help us to live in obedience to your word and so bring glory to your name. Father, we thank you for Philippians that reminds us, Lord, of that peace, and that peace that gives us the power, the peace of God that gives us the power to endure. And Father, as Paul finishes, he reminds us, Lord, that that peace guards our hearts, that peace guides and guards our minds in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, may we know your guarding peace this week in all that we do, so that we might know, Lord, your wisdom, your power, and your blessing upon us and our families. For we ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you very much, David, for doing that. It's really appreciated indeed. I'm going to finish off with one more song. We'll fit her in, and I think I'll go for a version of a country song. It's called I'll Fly Away, and this is Alan Jackson's version.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, fly away. Yeah, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.